إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Those who have faith from the nation of Muhammad, peace be upon him, and from the communities who came before him, from the Jews, the Christians and Sabians, said to be a group who followed prophets who were of the faith of Abraham, peace be upon him, will have their reward with their Lord. They will not fear what awaits them in the afterlife, nor grieve over what happened to them on earth. This was the case before the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was sent. Now his message of Islam, devotion and dedication to Allah, is the only way of life accepted by Allah. As he said, whoever seeks a path other than Islam, it will not be accepted from him.
وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَكُمْ وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَكُمُ الطُّورَ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
Remember when Allah made a contract with you that you should have faith in Allah and His prophets. He raised the mountain over you, inspiring awe and warning you against breaking the contract, commanding you to take what he had revealed to you of the Torah seriously and carefully, not taking it for granted or being lazy about it. He told you to remember and reflect upon it, so that you might be careful about what you earn from Allah.
ثُمَّ تَوَلَّيْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ لَكُنْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ.
Yet after making a firm promise, you broke the contract and rebelled. If it had not been for Allah's favor and His tolerance towards you, and His mercy, accepting when you asked for forgiveness, then you would be among the losers because of your turning away and rebellion.
وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ.
You know well the story of your ancestors who prepared to fish on the Sabbath when they were not allowed to do so, and did so through trickery. They set up nets in preparation for the Sabbath, so Allah made them into monkeys, rejected and cast out because of their trickery.
فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا وَمَا خَلْفَهَا وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
Allah made this village, which had transgressed the limits, an example to the surrounding villages, and an example to those who came after it, so that they would not do the same and deserve the same fate. He made it a reminder for those mindful of Allah, who are careful of facing the consequences of their actions in the life to come, and are mindful of Allah's repayment for those who transgress the limits.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ.
From the stories of your ancestors, remember what happened between them and Moses, peace be upon him, when he told them that Allah had instructed them to slaughter a cow. Instead of hurrying to do so, they said, stubbornly, "Are you making fun of us?" Moses replied that he asked for Allah's protection from being one of the ignorant people who lied about Allah and made fun of other people.
قَالُوا دَعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِي قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَارِضٌ وَلَا بِكْرٌ عَوَانٌ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ فَافْعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ
They asked Moses to call in his Lord to clarify what the cow they had been told to sacrifice was like. Moses told them that Allah said that it was neither old nor young, but was between the two, and he told them to do what Allah had instructed them to.
قَالُوا دَعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءُ فَاقِعٌ لَوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ
They continued debating and being stubborn, telling Moses, peace be upon him, to call in his Lord to make clear to them the color of the cow. Moses told them that Allah said that it was a yellow cow with a very strong color, which was pleasing to everyone who saw it. Beneficial points. Allah sometimes punishes disobedient people in this life before the afterlife as a way of cautioning other people, so that they are careful of going against Allah's sacred law. Trying to cheat the sacred law is forbidden, because Allah is not deceived. When people would make open matters of the sacred law more difficult and strict for themselves than they are, Allah would sometimes make things even stricter for them as a result.
قَالُوا دَعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِيَ إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنَّا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَمُهْتَدُونَ
They contained in their stubbornness, telling Moses to ask Allah to further clarify the nature of the cow. They said that there were many cows fitting the description, and they could not therefore identify it, insisting that they would then, if Allah willed, be guided to the right cow for sacrifice.
قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شية فيها قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحوها وما كادوا يفعلون
Then Moses told them that Allah said the cow was not used for plowing or irrigating the earth. She had no faults and no marks of a different color other than her yellow. They then replied that now he had brought them a detailed description, correctly identifying the cow. They sacrificed it after almost not having done it due to all their arguing and stubbornness.
وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ
Allah reminds the Israelites about when they killed one of their own. They accused each other of it, each rejecting the accusation of having killed him and accusing someone else until they fought. But Allah revealed what they were hiding about the murder of the innocent person.
فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ
Allah told them to hit the murdered man with a piece of the cow, which they had been told to sacrifice. He would then bring him to life to tell them who the murderer was. They did this, and he told them who had killed him. As this man was brought back to life by Allah, so will he bring the dead back to life on the Day of Judgment. Allah gives humanity clear signs of His power, to make them reflect and understand and have true faith in Him.
ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةٌ وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءُ وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ.
Their hearts became hard after these great lessons and incredible miracles, until they became like rocks, and even harder than rocks, because they never changed. Whereas rocks change and transform. Rivers spring from some rocks, and some split, and water comes out of them, gushing and flowing on the earth, benefiting people and animals. And some rocks fall from the heights of the mountains in awe of Allah. But their hearts were not like that. Allah is not unaware of anything we do, but knows everything, and will hold us to account for it.
أفتطمعون أن يؤمنوا لكم وقد كان فريق منهم يسمعون كلام الله ثم يحرفونه وقد كان فريق منهم يسمعون كلام الله ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما عقلوه وهم يعلمون.
O believers, do not expect, after knowing their true nature and how stubborn they are, that they will be truthful and respond to you. A group of their scholars heard the word of Allah revealed to them in the Torah, and then changed its words and meanings after they had understood what it really meant, and they did this fully aware of the seriousness of the crime.
وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَا بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ قَالُوا أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّوكُمْ بِهِ عِندَ رَبِّكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
An instance of their inconsistencies and deviousness occurred when some of them met some believers and acknowledged the truth of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the correctness of his message, as the Torah witnessed to it. But when they were alone with one another, they blamed each other because of these acknowledgments, saying that the Muslims might use them as proof that they recognize the truth of Muhammad's prophethood. Beneficial points. Some people have hearts harder than stone, unmoved by good advice or compassion. Signs of Allah, even if they are great, do not benefit someone if their heart does not surrender in awe of Allah. These verses expose the true nature of the Israelites. They have inherited habits of carelessness, deception, and manipulation of religion.